Hey, well, I have a special series that we are going to be starting here on the podcast. And as you've probably seen on social media, my new book, Bug God Can, is coming out. It releases May the 7th. So if you haven't already, go grab yourself a pre-ordered copy right now. But in line with Bug God Can, I wanted to do a series around it, both in sharing not just parts from the book, but some of my big significant moments when it came to the concept of Bug God Can. Because it's more than a book, it's a whole way of living. And I wanted to share that with you. So my publisher was kind enough to let me release to you both the intro and the first chapter of the book. And then, so I'll be releasing that here on the podcast. We'll do the intro in this episode, and then I'll be releasing the chapter one next. And then after that, I have some really special interviews with people. Some you might be very familiar with, others might be new to you, where you're going to get to hear their stories of, we all have that. Like, we all have those parts of our life where on our own we can't, on our own we didn't, but God can, but God could, but God did. And I want to bring those stories to you to encourage you, to challenge you right where you are. So here's the intro to the book, and next up will be the first chapter. But before we do that, I just want to real quickly share with you how you can grab a copy of the book. Just search Bug God Can anywhere you purchase online. So all the dot coms, Amazon and Target and Walmart, Barnes and Noble. If you go to my website, BeckyKaiser.com/ButGodCan, you'll get a direct link to every single place where you can purchase that. Plus, I have some awesome pre-order bundles that I can't wait to get into your hands. So be sure to fill out that form after you pre-ordered. This book is broken into three parts. So it is a bit of, the first part is looking back, all about forgetting the former things. The second part is addressing where you are now and letting God do a new thing. And then part three is finding your way in the wilderness. So it is super duper practical. So I put on both my Bible teacher hat and my life coach hat all throughout this book. It's super interactive. There's prompts and questions and activities all throughout the chapter. And then at the end of every chapter, I have a bonus challenge for you. I have questions to process either on your own or with others if you want to do this as a book club or a small group. But I hope this encourages you. I hope you learn to stop striving in your life and find a way to live purposefully and abundantly. Welcome to the Hearers and Doers podcast. I'm Becky Kaiser, and I'll be the host for this show. Do you need a space where you can show up just as you are? This is your place. Dry shampoo, crying kids, messy house, and barking dogs are all welcome here. Do you need a cheerleader who sees all your amazing potential and unique ways God's called and created you? Done, I'm signing up as captain. I'm a certified life coach and Bible teacher with decades of experience who isn't afraid to tell you the truth you need to hear. Some weeks I'll be sharing practical and encouraging and sometimes correcting shows, and other weeks I'll be introducing you to new and old friends. You ready? Let's go, my friend. Before you start, a letter from Becky. I'm sitting just feet from one of the most significant women in my life as I write this letter to you. I'm watching her chest slowly rise and fall, and my heart breaks a bit more as each pause between is longer than the last. There are more devastating trials in the world than this loss I'm currently walking through. Even so, this one hurts. I decided to read through the draft of this book right now because I need it to be truly helpful. After my mammal's year-long fight against cancer, I'm at her bedside for these final weeks of her life. I'm holding these words against what I'm walking through to see if they carry weight. I need them to carry weight. I don't know what you're walking through at this moment, whether it's a season of small or significant trial, a season of joy and celebration, or a little bit of both. Whatever place you find yourself in, know that you are welcome here. All you are and all you are going through is safe. Too often we struggle to acknowledge that what we are going through matters because we have just enough perspective to know it could be worse. We shove things down and do what good Christian women are supposed to do. We plaster on the smile and prop up the facade that everything is okay. We are not trying to deceive anyone. We just don't know a better way. That's why I'm sharing this message, because we, you, me, and all our friends and family need a better way. I'm praying for you and believing this time will be pivotal and marked as before I open and did the work within these pages and after. Neither of us has a clue what God is about to do in your life and heart, but God can do absolutely anything. Of this, I am certain. Friend, I believe in faith with you that God can and will astound you. I stay with you because even if you don't fully believe that he can do miracles in, through, and around you, you had enough faith to pick up this book. That means you haven't given up hope yet. And I'm so proud of you for that and really, really expectant. Here's the first bit of good news. You don't have to have a lot of faith. Jesus said, if you have faith like a grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. Matthew 17:20. We are excellent at believing this for everyone else in our lives. You could probably think of more than a handful of people you believe this for now. But turn that verse towards yourself this time. If you have faith as tiny as a mustard seed, which is as tiny as a period at the end of a sentence, you could move whatever mountain is in front of you with just a word. I don't know what mountain or maybe mountains you are staring at, but I feel confident there is one before you. Right now, I wish it were just a couch cushion that separated us. I've prayed repeatedly that this book would feel like you are at my house having a very real conversation with a bestie, big sis, mom, coach, whatever you need right now. I'll wrap you in a big bear hug when you walk through the door. I won't apologize for the mess piled at the bottom of the stairs because I cannot get my kids to take their things upstairs for the life of me. I'll ask you which flavor of coffee and creamer you want, or if you are more of a tea person, I have all kinds of options for you too. Then we will find a cozy spot on my couch and I'll offer you a fuzzy blanket, look you in the eyes, and listen as you tell me about your mountain. Note, this is one of the many times I will ask you to pause and reflect. If possible, take a minute and do so each time. Let this be where you find the freedom you want. There is purpose in it all. Take a moment to tell me about your mountain. What in your life feels overwhelming? What feels heavy or hard? Where's your confidence shot or insecurity reigning? What brings you to tears quickly or makes you want to pretend it's not your reality? Oh, friend, I'm so sorry for everything you wrote down or thought through. I'm sorry for the pain these things have caused and the fear that grips you. I'm sorry if you've ever felt you needed to act like you were okay when you weren't. I wish so much the life were less challenging than it has been. I'm reading through the book of Job right now, and I've never been more confident that the Father creates space for us to grieve. Sometimes we feel pressure to say, I'm good, when we're hurting, or reply, I'm blessed, when we see our mountains that look more like hills next to what others are facing. Most of us are carrying something, whether it's deeply painful or something uncertain. Jesus can handle all of it. You can bring your hurt, fear, insecurity, anxiety, unknowns, shame, any and all of it to Jesus. And you can bring it to this moment, our place together on the couch too. You are safe here. Together, we will find our way to freedom. In the Message paraphrase of Matthew 11:28-30, Jesus said, are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly. How good does that sound? Living freely and lightly? That's my hope for you, and what I believe is possible. This mountain you are facing or will face isn't your roadblock. This mountain isn't a closed door. While it will mark you, as all parts of our journeys do, this mountain doesn't define you. The Lord will use this mountain just as He uses all things for good. Romans 8:28. It's why James says, "Count it all joy, my brothers, when you meet trials of various kinds. For you know that the testing of your faith produces steadfastness. And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." 1 verses 2-4. For reasons we may not understand, God is using all that you've walked through in the past and all you are currently walking through in the present to perfect and complete you so that you will lack nothing. I completely understand that, depending on what you are going through, my last statement may make you want to roll your eyes in disbelief. I get it. Remember, I'm currently right here with you. But God can. Give Him a chance to prove your skepticism wrong as you find a new way. The second bit of good news is that it's not impossible for that mountain to move. The verse you read at the beginning of this letter tells us that. Please, dear friend, catch the critical word, nothing. No thing. That is why we can add, "but God can," to every objection the enemy wants to make us believe about ourselves or our lives. Not one single thing is impossible for your Father. Return to the mountain activity we previously did. And I want you to speak, "but God can," over those things. Now I want you to surrender them and yourself to God and ask Him to do the impossible. Finally, receive this prayer over you from me. Father, I thank you for my sweet friend. I don't know the mountains before her, but you do. You know, you see. May she know that to her core, that you know, see, and love her more than anything she could ever imagine. Jesus, give her a mustard seed of faith right now, that you can do anything. In your name, I ask that you protect her mind from any temptation to doubt the work you will do in her heart and life. Please help her to feel safe here and to work her way vulnerably through the concepts, questions, and challenges. Give her discipline to listen to these words. Draw her to it when all distractions of life come up. Help her to trust you as she works through this book. Show her the unforced rhythms of grace when she trusts in you, not herself. Lord, I ask that you will move mountains in her life. Perform a miracle. We know you can. We are asking that you would. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Before we start, I want to give you a few tips since this book will be structured slightly different than others you've read. Tip one. You've heard me say it already before, but I'm going to say it again. Give yourself grace, but not too much. I don't know about you, but I have at least 8 books on my nightstand that I hope to finish soon, and even more in my audio library. You can probably relate. You had every intention of reading a book you know would be helpful for you, but you never did. Give yourself grace. Today is a new day, and this is a new book. But don't give yourself too much grace. Don't redefine grace to mean you get away with everything. Instead, know that grace is what Jesus gives you when you return to Him. And grace is what we extend to ourselves when we realize we're off track and ready to return to what is best. This won't be easy. 1 million things will come up to distract you. Let's fight those together. What might be your top distractions? Identifying what will tempt you away from reading and processing this book now will set you up for success. For example, I would say my phone, Instagram, email, news app, and my to-do list. What can you do to stop or limit that distraction? Now I want you to identify a solution for each of the distractions you previously listed out. You know these distractions won't magically disappear just because you identified them. You are going to have to do something about them. For example, I will put my phone on Do Not Disturb and maybe even turn it upside down so I'm not tempted to look at other things while I'm listening to this book. Now I will ask you to do something you won't want to do if you're anything like me. Most of us can hardly RSVP to things within a reasonable time frame. Our society is known to avoid commitment, but I will ask you to make one anyway. When I was in high school, I had a devotional that asked readers to sign on an actual dotted line before beginning the book so they would commit to not quitting and sticking with the book for 30 days. You know what? I did that devo in 30-ish days and have repeated it several times. I still remember that commitment and book 2.5 decades later. Why? Because when we commit to something, instead of going in with a "I'll see" attitude, we are available for change. I urge you to do the same with this book. Will you commit to reading this book? If yes, I want you to sign on something somewhere, making a commitment that you're going to do this. Tip: even set a goal to have finished listening to the book by a certain time. Tip 2. Find at least 3 friends to read with you. The best way to stick with a book or anything in life is to do it with others. Who are some women you like, respect, believe in, and trust? Invite them to go through this book with you. What friends could you invite to do this with you? Y'all can hold each other accountable to keep reading. Or, since for each chapter, there are questions to process and challenges to apply, which is included in the enhancement, you may want to form a book club. You can do this in person or virtually, whatever works best. Your friends and family all have their own mountains. They desperately want the Father to show them the "but God can" He has planned for their lives. So why not invite them on this journey with you? Tip 3. Complete the prompts, questions, and challenges. This book is interactive and often structured to feel like an in-person coaching session. You will get so much more out of it if you take the time to complete each part. If you are reading and don't have time to pause and reflect, make sure to return to that prompt later. Push yourself to dig deep during those times. And if you are doing this with others, share what you're processing. Be open to letting your friends challenge you and take the time to encourage them as well. For each chapter, 3 sections are included. 1, pray. Let's wrap each chapter in prayer. Prayer is one of the best ways we can acknowledge we can't, but God can. I provided you with a prayer you can use, or you can pray on your own, whatever you prefer. 2, process. I provide questions at the end of each chapter in the enhancement. These are optional, but a great way to further process things on your own and with others. 3, hearers and doers challenge. James 1:22 says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves." Hearers and doers is the name of my podcast because James 1:22 is a core verse for me. Many of us have become ardent consumers of information, constantly taking in books, blogs, podcasts, news, and social media content. All of that has desensitized us to God's truth, which we sometimes treat as another outlet of consumerism. James said, however, that we shouldn't just hear the truth, but do something about it. We won't just be consumers, because at the end of the chapter and in the PDF, I'll guide you in how to apply what you've learned. Tip 4, stay expectant. I hope the visual of your mountain is already more apparent. I believe you will see it move as your perspective shifts. Don't miss it. Be expectant. Hebrews 11:1 says, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." You may not see your mountain moving yet. Just hold on to that mustard seed of faith that it will. We have just gotten started, my friend. watch the impossible happen before your eyes, because this isn't a trick or a gimmick. Instead, this is surrendering your expectations and hopes to Jesus with open hands. That includes submitting how, when, and where you want the mountain to move. God told us that all things are possible. So fix your eyes on the Father as He takes your mountain of a story and adds a "but God can" to it. I can't wait to see what God does as He helps you find your identity in Him, brings much needed healing, helps you build trust in Him, gives you the courage to go in the ways He has for you. He has plans for you, very, very good plans. Let's chase after Him together. James 1:22 in the ESV says, "Be doers of the word and not hearers only." Or the Message translation says it even more bluntly, "Don't fool yourself into thinking that you are a listener when you are anything but, letting the word go in one ear and out the other. Act on what you hear." This podcast is called Hearers and Doers because that's the kind of people we are committing to becoming, women or men who choose to not just hear what is true, but actually live it out in our day-to-day lives. I'd love to hear your big takeaways from today's episode. Would you share them? Post them on social media and be sure to tag me at Becky Kaiser. And if you love today's episode, don't forget to give it an awesome review because that helps others find the show too. And you can always text the link to friends so they don't miss it either. Hope you have an awesome rest of your day, my friend. Love you so much.